The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, what's up? And welcome to this Quick Tip Tuesday episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you about a productivity hack that has been really making a big difference on my Instagram account specifically over the past few months. I'm sure that if you've attended any webinar or training on how to save time, or if you've read any book on how to be more productive or get more done, you've heard about the idea of batch producing content. That's not what we're going to be focused on today, but in case you don't know what batch producing content is, it's basically when you make a bunch of content at once. Think about it like making a batch of cookies. You're making a bunch at once, and then you can save those cookies for the rest of the week and eat them over time. Translation into social media, you can write a bunch of blog posts at once and post them over the rest of the month. You can make a bunch of reels at one sitting and post them for the next week, not having to make them on a daily basis. That's the idea of batch producing content, and a lot of us in the entrepreneurship space are familiar with what batch producing is. And for a lot of people, batch producing can be really effective. There are plenty of studies that have been done that have shown that when you batch produce content, you're able to stay in this focused zone and you can produce a lot more. It takes the stress away from having to do it on a daily basis, when instead you can spend maybe a couple hours, one day a week, creating all of your tweets for the next 7 days. And people are really able to hack their productivity in this way. But for me, I just never really found that batch producing was all that doable. Like, I could batch produce food, I could meal prep, but when it came to social media, I sucked at batch producing. I would try to schedule time. I would literally put it in my calendar, a 3-hour window where I'm going to record a bunch of podcasts and make a bunch of reels and batch produce a bunch of content. Like most people, it was usually on a Sunday afternoon when I had nothing better to do, but things would always come up. Things would always get in the way. I'd get distracted by making a post on Instagram in the process of trying to create all these other posts. I'd be distracted by a new piece of news that came out. I'd be distracted by video games. I'd be distracted by hanging out with my friends. I'd be distracted by going to the gym. I'd be distracted by playing with my dogs. I'd be distracted by insert whatever your distraction is. It's very challenging for a lot of us. It's unrealistic, honestly, for a lot of us to expect ourselves to have a 3 or 4 or 5 hour window of uninterrupted, focused, productive work time. I mean, I don't know about you, even if I had 4 hours with literally no distractions, like you locked me in a totally empty room with no windows and no technology other than what I needed to create my content, I still would probably find a way to get distracted. I know my mom for a fact, I mean, you've heard her ADHD podcasts and you've seen her TikToks and her Instagram posts about her ADHD. I know for a fact she couldn't stay focused for more than an hour on a topic unless she got into like one of those hyper-focused zone trance states that she gets in sometimes, but that's besides the point. What I'm saying is, batch producing content, while very helpful for many, is not always the best solution. And I found a different solution that really works for me, and I want to talk to you about it today. I'm sure someone has come up with this before, but I've yet to hear of a name for it. So the name that I came up with for this kind of content is chunk producing content. So there's batch producing, and now I'm chunk producing. And the way I like to describe this is it's like batch producing, but rather than making the cookies from start to finish in one sitting, you're just doing one step in the process in one sitting. So what does this look like in the real world? What does this look like on Instagram? I will pull out one period of time where I am just saving sounds for my reels. I'm just getting inspiration. I'm scrolling through the reels tab. I'm looking at other popular reels. I'm finding trending audios. I'm seeing what other people in my industry have done. And I'm just saving sounds. I'm not recording, I'm not editing, nothing else. Literally just saving sounds. Then at a future date, maybe later that night, maybe the next day, whenever I do have an hour of free time, when I'm feeling good, I'm freshly showered, I'm looking good, the lighting's good in my apartment, it's not 2 a.m., I will record a bunch of reels. So that's another step in the process. Just record. I don't edit. All I do is I record them, and then of course I save them so that they're backed up and so I don't lose them, but just record. I'm not adding text. I'm not worrying about, you know, splicing them up yet. I'm not worried about writing out the caption or coming up with the thumbnail for the reel. I'm just recording them. And then at a later date, I can move on to the next step of the process, which might be actually editing them or adding the text or adding closed captions or whatever it may be. And you can apply this to whatever it is that is your primary source of content on social media, or whatever it is that you need to batch produce, something that might take you a lot of time, but can be broken up into smaller, bite-sized, chunk-sized steps. Maybe if you are a blog writer, you could spend one section of your time, maybe it's during the commercial breaks of your favorite show, just coming up with ideas, not even sparsing them out, not determining if it's a good idea, a bad idea, something you want to write about, but just coming up with ideas. Then at another time, you can actually brainstorm on those ideas and write them out, write outlines for what you want to write your blog about. Then at a later date, you can actually write those blogs. Then at another later date, you can actually edit them. And when you are chunk producing content, I believe that you're able to stay in a singular mindset. I know that for reels, the mindset I have to be in to lip sync is different than I have to be in to dance. And that's different than the mindset I need to be in to do like an educational reel. And all three of those things are different than the mindset I need to be in to edit or to write a caption or to come up with a thumbnail or to get ideas. All of these are different mindsets. And every time you shift your mindset or every time you shift from one task to another, even if it's under the umbrella of making a reel, it still takes some energy. It still takes some effort. And it's still a point where you can lose focus, where you can slow down, you can lose productivity. And so I like to focus on just one step at a time, not even one task or one mission or one piece of content, but literally one step in the process at a time. It's what I like to call chunk producing content. Give it a try for yourself. Let me know via social media, via Instagram, or, you know, leave us a review on the episode that you're listening to right now. And just let us know if it worked for you. Have you tried this before? Have you found it effective? What mode of productivity works for you? Maybe you're the type of person who can create content on a daily basis, and that feels less overwhelming for you because it's only a few minutes each day rather than a few hours on one day per week. Everyone's a little bit different, and there is no one answer for how to be more productive or how to get more done or how to create more posts, but this is what's worked for me, and I encourage you to give it a try if you're looking for something that might work for you. And as always, happy networking.
Don't forget to check out instaclubhub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out instaclubhub.com.